Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to greatlakesdragway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. See Sparky Fiverr, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandela producing the show. Mother Plucker over there interning today. And thanks to both of them for helping us out throughout the show today on a Throwback Thursday presented to you by Master Z's. Just under an hour left to go here if you want to get your votes in. The rules are simple of what qualifies to be a throwback artist for next Thursday. 20 years or older as a group.
Have we had an update all day?
Disbanded or dead. At the last update, it was Rush and Prodigy tied. And apparently the lead singer of Prodigy died, and that's why they're getting all this love on Twitter. Okay? I had never even heard of Prodigy prior to this. So
if I play a couple songs, you would recognize it.
Oh, so you know who they are.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's those two out in the lead right now. Still time for you to get your vote in. All you have to do is tweet out 105.7FM The Fan. Use the hashtag BigThrowback for your chance to win a gift card from Master Z's in Waukesha. And then, of course, watch your inbox. And Anthony Mandela will inbox you on Twitter and let you know if you win or not once the show is all over. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, an abbreviated version quickly here before we have Ben Fennell from The Athletic coming up to talk more about the NFL draft and some of these prospects that are going to be available. He's done an unbelievable great job on Twitter breaking all this stuff down on video. All right, the right lane, what does LeBron James passing MJ on the point score list mean to you, Lakers fan Leroy Butler?
Hey, man, doing it in that jersey was amazing. It was amazing. It's a conversation we need to have about who's the best player. Not who you think the best player based on what you think. I just want to go by facts. That's all. I mean, LeBron James, top 10 scoring and assists. I know a lot of people may not care about that, but every other guy ahead of him is a guard. So this guy makes people around him better. I mean, guys made a lot of shots. He set up guys for shots. I mean, Michael passed the ball when he was, you know, quadruple teamed. Other than that, you wanted Michael taking those shots. Matter of fact, I can't remember when Michael missed a shot, just the one that he made. So, to me, when you pass a guy like that, you got to just say, you got hats off to him. It's his night. You got emotional about it. He did it on a terrible team. But in that Laker jersey, all the Laker greats have been, you know, through that arena and, you know, wearing those jerseys, that purple and gold, it was amazing to me. So it means a lot. It means a lot because now you have more ammunition, you know, to the Jordan people. You know, what? Lisa LeBron scored more. Yeah, but blah, 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 blah. Then got, it was so bad, Steve, we forced a guy to go look up a defensive stat.
Yep.
Stop it. Well, who care about defense?
Most first scorer. Most first team all defense.
That's something
Michael
you
Jordan,
look up.
9-5.
Yeah, who cares about that? Okay. Scoring.
Okay.
So if Michael Jordan was a scorer,
assists were also brought up, and LeBron James has crushed him in assists.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah. What do you appreciate most about Giannis? That is the left lane. What do you appreciate most about Giannis? Why this question? Why today? Simply put, LeBron James being absolutely annihilated for his lack of defense in this stretch run here for the Lakers as they're falling short of the playoffs. Plus, you have the Kevin Durant drama that never seems to go away. You have Kyrie Irving drama that never seems to go away. And here you are with your superstar, Giannis, in Milwaukee.
And you even got the guys at OKC, where Karl-Anthony Towns put up numbers on them. Now they went after Karl-Anthony. Get into the playoffs first before you make a big deal about it. So it's always, he'll never get caught up in none of that.
None of that.
No. Even like at the All-Star game, guys didn't want to go after him like a certain way. They were just, it was just respect. You know, just a nod, respect. You know, because this kid has his own lane, and he's doing it in the smallest market. That's amazing.
So that is the left lane. What do you appreciate most out of Giannis? The return lane, what's your prediction for who the Packers get in free agency?
What you say, Butler?
I said Jimmy Ward of
Jimmy
the Niners,
Ward.
The safety.
I'm okay. Did you have another one? That was it.
That was it.
Okay. I would say Amos, Adrian, Andre,
Adrian Amos from the Bears, safety.
Yeah, I would love to have him. I think they're going to go after him because they tried to go after Fuller.
You think Clay Matthews is coming back?
Yes, Clay Matthews to me is definitely coming back. Yes, Clay Matthews to me, he's in Green Bay. His agent's hanging around at the combine. It just looked like something going on there. And I think they're going to try to make a pitch for Golden Tate for the slot. Now, we had another call I forgot to write his name down, but he said Cole Beasley. I would love that.
Yeah.
Slot. Yes. Because if you can't get Renfro, the kid from Clemson, to draft him in a late round or somewhere, you need somebody short, elusive, that can catch 65 to 70 balls in that slot. And he can do it.
It is Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Pick your lane and dial it up. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Ben Fennell of The Athletic joins us in the next segment. Mike in Franklin, you're next on The Fan.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve. Sure. I'm going to quickly talk about Giannis. What I really appreciate about him is how humble he is, and I think that speaks to the character and how he was raised. Also, I like his professionalism. The guy, if he's not good at something, he'll go to the gym after the game and try to...
Right.
Also, how he impacts his teammates. You can just get the teammates love him, love playing with him, love playing for him. That's the kind of superstar I can get behind.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call. That, all those stories, Leroy, about how he would leave the Bradley Center and go to the Cousins Center and work out late into the evening afterwards, just wouldn't even get out of his uniform, Leroy. Still be in his uniform. Go to the Cousins Center and start putting up shots at night when he was frustrated and mad by how he played in a game. You don't hear a lot of that stuff from other guys around the NBA.
The only time that he stepped out to say when he dunked on some young man couple weeks ago and said, I'm the MVP, but would have loved bleeping it.
All right.
Ooh, you talking like that?
Yeah, that was on the floor. That wasn't to the media. That was on the floor after a play, right?
Yeah. I'm the MVP.
Right.
Stop it. Full stop, period.
It was funny. We had DJ Wilson last time, Milwaukee Basketball Hour.
Yeah.
And we were talking about him practicing against Giannis.
Yeah.
What that was like. And he was like, man, practicing against an MVP caliber player, blah, 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 blah. He got all done. I said, listen to me. I said, next time somebody asks you that, you just say, practicing against the MVP is a tough deal. You don't have to put MVP caliber. Just say, practicing against the MVP is tough. But he started laughing. He thought it was funny. I'm serious. They gotta promote themselves as players that he should be MVP. Yep. They gotta walk with that swag that their guy is MVP, as much as the media's responsibility to promote their guy as MVP as well. All right, coming up next, we'll talk with Ben Fennell of The Athletic. If you want to hold on through Ben Fennell, you can. We'll continue Great Lakes Dragway after we talk to Ben Fennell. First, let me tell you about Robert's Specialty Meats. They know no season, regardless if it's raining, snowing, warm, cold. It's the best butcher shop in town. It's not even close. You don't have to tailgate at the ball game to enjoy Robert's ribs on a stick. Boneless pork ribs marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce. You can just do them in the oven. That's how we've done them. They are delicious. Or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers in barbecue sauce, garlic parmesan, or Door County cherry flavors. All easy to heat up in your oven or stovetop in minutes. Cool evenings. Also call for one of Robert's stuffed pork rolls, like the Ricey Oni, the cranberry, or the sage and onion. Plus, gourmet burgers like a bacon and cheddar or mushroom and Swiss burger. All at Robert's Specialty Meats in Waukesha. Call Roberts right now, 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT, for the best selection. And when you visit, make sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treats. And you can also check them out online at robertsspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Roberts Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. And I'll tell you, when you go in there, you need to give yourself, like, I don't know, 20 minutes, a half hour to really kind of go through everything they have. I mean, it takes a while to go through everything that they have in there.
My turkey, you made me a garlic, lemon, pepper.
Dang. Turkey?
Yes, Lord. Tender as a mother's love.
It tastes so good.
Lord, I put it in my smoker, cuz.
Oh, you smoked it.
Oh, man, stop.
Ben Fettel of the Athletic joins us next. Big Show.
This is probably one of the best ones.
Served up hot and fresh here on The Fan on a Throwback Thursday. Huey Lewis in the news. I would say definitely one of the more enjoyable Throwback Thursdays, listening to music. You feel you're like you're tapping your toes, your chair dancing.
It was a great pick by me.
Almost, absolutely. A-plus, Leroy. A-plus.
Great group.
Not sure about your basketball fandom choice, but good choice on Huey Lewis in the news. Joining us now is Ben Fennell from The Athletic on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ben, thanks for joining us.
Always, and with the Huey Lewis lead-in, man, all's right in the world.
Okay,
yeah, right.
So let's get to Burns of Florida State, man. This is what I'm going to say, and I tweeted it out that you switched me on Burns because Gary Ellerson's not here today, neither is Baby Tausch, but Gary and I kind of both in the same boat here. You start talking about Florida State, outside linebackers, defensive linemen, and stuff like that. You just get scared with draft history. Jamal Reynolds has been on this team. You just get scared about touching them. But you start watching the tape that you keep tweeting out and seeing your analysis. It's tough not to like this dude.
You know, the biggest concern with Brian Burns was that he was playing around 220, 225 during the season at Florida State. So everybody had these concerns if he could hang out on the edge as a 4-3 defensive end in an NFL defense. All of a sudden, he shows up to the combine at 249. Concerns kind of put the rest there. We saw the movement patterns and the explosiveness in the open field. He could still go through the drills as a very nimble, explosive athlete. But as an edge rusher, he's not just a guy that wants to run around tackles. So you work in the hand usage, the pass rush plan, with the flexibility, the athleticism, the great first step, the motor. Now we have something really special here. So he's just really put together the full package from what I want as somebody hunting quarterbacks off the edge in Green Bay.
So you're sitting at 12, and he's there, but you also have, say, Jonah Williams from Alabama, the offensive lineman, is sitting there too. Which way are you going?
I think I'm sprinting that card in if Brian Burns is sitting there at 12. And I know there's some buyer beware from these Florida State defenders. Now, I've been with the Philadelphia Eagles the past couple of years. Let me tell you.
We
brought in Timmy Jernigan. We brought in Nigel Bradham. We brought in Ronald Darby. Some of these Florida State defenders are just wired a little bit differently, that they don't make them like that around the rest of the country. They have a little bit of attitude to them, a little bit of swagger. And, you know, sometimes those locker rooms need that.
Yeah, Ben, the thing about safety, I mean, I like Jonathan Abrams. You know, I like the fact that maybe a couple of those guys may be available. What do you think about it, safety for the Packers, maybe in the second round, because they really need safety help?
Yeah, I think on day two is an ideal kind of landing spot to go get one of these cover safeties, is what I call them. And I think the NFL is kind of leaning away from that undersized nickel role and a little bit more to what we call the big nickel with three safeties on the field. And having one of those safeties that can cover for you is everything. So he's not a size liability like an undersized nickel who's usually an undersized corner, but rather a safety that can tackle, that can hold his ground in the run game, stick his nose in, but has some coverage abilities. And this draft is just littered with them, whether it's Chauncey Gardner-Johnson from Florida or Darnell Savage from Maryland. You have Imani Hooker, who's a really high football IQ player from Iowa. There's just these cover safeties all over the place. Juan Thornhill, like you were mentioning, Jonathan Abram, Nasir Adderley from Delaware. All these guys ran in the 4.4s. Most of them have cornerback experience. I just think that's the position that most defensive coordinators are looking for. I know it's a little bit of a hybridish safety linebacker, but with a little bit more of a defensive back pedigree to him.
Yeah, tell me a little bit, Ben, about this that Metcalf kid who put up all these great numbers. I think he's been a little banged up, but the size, the speed, everything that you want. And then Gruden said a quote, I can't imagine anybody trying to tackle this guy. Or is he a Mike Mamula type, just a workout, but won't pan out?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly some concerns. He, you know, wasn't really on the field consistently for Ole Miss. Some of the comments about their offense are a little bit alarming that he's made in the offseason. Him and A.J. Brown said they have some plays where it's just get open. They don't even have design routes. So converting this to an NFL route tree, change of direction routes, comebacks, digs, slants, in-breakers, things like that are going to be a concern. Right now, I see him as a linear, straight-line freak show. I don't think he's Calvin. I don't think he's Julio Jones. He's a little bit more rocked up and doesn't really have that change of direction or the flexibility that those guys had. But if he's just a stop and a go guy right now, he's still a pretty dangerous weapon. You want to get the ball in his hands. You want to test cornerbacks if they can turn a run, handle him at the catch point. And like you were saying with Gruden, what cornerbacks want to tackle this guy? So he certainly has a skill set and a talent right now. I'm very interested to see how that translates to a full NFL route tree. I just can't imagine somebody passing on this guy between 10 and 20 in the first round. He's just too intriguing of a prospect.
Yeah, another guy, Steve, I asked you about as a linebacker that Steve likes. I don't know if he'll be there at 12, but because I was shocked at his cone drills. It was very slow, like you indicated, and that may pull teams off of it. But what about inside linebacker? Gary wanted me to ask you about Sweat. I don't think he'll be there, but who's the other guy you like?
Devin Smith.
Devin Smith. What about maybe those two guys if they're around 12?
So you're talking the Devins, like Devin White, Devin Bush?
Yeah, right. Devin White, yeah.
Gotcha. So first of all, if I could just address this whole three-cone phenomenon that's kind of taken place for the last 3 and 4 years. They start to do the three-cone, the 20-yard shuttle, and the 60-yard shuttle at the very end of the day in the workouts. And I've just seen more and more players opting out of doing these drills, and I've seen more and more players going through these tests not full speed and not looking like they're completely into it. There's the same thing that happened to Dalvin Cook 2 or 3 years ago where he put up a really crappy three-cone, DK Metcalf did. Not giving any excuse or saying that, you know, these guys are dogging it. It's just at the very end of a very long day, and there's some kind of eye-popping numbers that are coming out with these drills that it's just not quite what I'm seeing on tape. Some guys that are testing really poorly, I didn't see that on the film. But there are some concerning times, and we'll go back and check out the tape. But when you talk inside linebacker, man, I would love to see one of these explosive linebackers just roam the middle of the defense for Green Bay, something we have never seen, the explosiveness and the range of a Devin White from LSU, who actually was the number one running back recruit in the country going to LSU. But when you have Darius Geis and Leonard Fournette in the backfield, they kind of look for, you know, where else you can help out the team. This is just a level of athlete and explosiveness I've never seen in Green Bay. We've always kind of rather had that heavier downhill player, whether it's A.J. Hawk or Desmond Bishop or D.J. Smith style of players. I would just love to see a more of a playmaker in the middle of the field, not a volume tackle machine, but someone that makes plays, an explosive athlete. When he sees it, he hits it, and he gets to the ball carrier violently. He wants to rip that ball out and plays with an attitude. And there's a couple of these inside linebackers. It's not the deepest position in the draft, but there are some intriguing ones. And if you want one, you better go get one early.
I want to go back to what you were saying earlier about these cover safeties and how many of them there are and how, you know, they're plentiful, I guess you could say, in this draft. Listening to you go that way, it makes me think that then a Landon Collins would be a very intriguing piece, depending on how much money you want to spend. A guy's going to play up closer to the line and be in the box because you can still draft the guy to go with him in the draft itself.
Yeah, you know, and what they do in free agency obviously will give a clearer picture to their priorities in the draft, but you do need to weigh the depth of the positions in the draft versus who's available in free agency. And if they go and get a veteran like a Landon Collins or a Tyrann Mathieu or an Adrian Amos from Chicago to pair with one of these mid to late round guys, I just think it's really deep in the draft, and it's a position I would like to see them get someone in free agency, and like you're saying, pair a young guy in with them. I don't think it's anything we want to be too aggressive in the first round and going to get. I think there's some intriguing deep value on day two and day three at the safety position.
What about edge rusher? Because everybody's going to freak out, I think, if Clay Matthews and Nick Perry are both returning at outside linebacker next year.
You know, I'm just worried about edge rusher because all these free agents that we thought were going to be available are getting scooped up and tagged left and right. And if we're not going to be intrigued with the Anthony Barrs and Preston Smiths and maybe Shaq Barrett to the world in free agency, it's not the deepest position in the draft. And if you want that marquee player at the top, whether it's a Burns or a Cleon Farrell or Montez Sweat or even a Ja'Kai Polite, man, all these guys are going to go in the top 50. So whether it's 12 or whether it's 30, I just think one of those positions has to be an edge rusher. I'm just not seeing the depth in free agency or on day two and day three of the draft to find some intriguing value. I think that's a position they need to be aggressive with and go get it if they see it available.
He is Ben Fennell of The Athletic. Does absolutely great work, unmatched stuff there. And follow him on Twitter as well. Ben, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, fellas.
You bet. You take care. There he is, Ben Fennell on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. I don't understand how that dude isn't on TV somewhere doing this for,
right,
for real. I mean, that dude, his film work is just unbelievable. You got that, what is that, NFL Edge matchup show on ESPN or whatever else?
Yeah, they used to have that a long time ago.
They still do. They run it in the middle of the night now.
Yeah, that's, no one sees it.
Right, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
And you want to know why they run in the middle of the night? Because they don't think there's enough geeks that care about it to watch it.
Yeah, people
so they
watch
put it,
it.
So they bury it and make people DVR it and watch it if they want to watch it. Yeah. That's what it is. Because when it was on regular time slots, most people are like, dude, I don't care about all this X's and O's crap and this coverage and that coverage. I just want to see my guys score touchdowns in fantasy, and let's move on with that.
Absolutely.
Buddy. That's really all it is at the end of the day, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Harry's Razors. Now, listen up. I have been telling you people, I'm a drove you people since Gary.
Yeah, what time it is? How about you? 5:33.
Right. Yeah, I had to get one in. Gary's not here. I had to do one since Gary's not here.
Everybody listens up when you say you people.
Yeah, you people. Listen. Hey, look, there are 10 million people who have tried Harry's Razors to this point, and I'm one of them. And I'm here to tell you, you aren't going to beat it. You're just not going to beat it. It is the best razor on the market. You're going to get a close, smooth shave, and you are going to love it. Everybody that I've recommended this to, close to me, friends, family, whatever else, have all stayed with it and love it and continue to buy Harry's Razors. Those people on Twitter that have tweeted me about Harry's Razors have all tweeted glowing, glowing reviews. It is really a no-brainer, and we're talking about $3 here. This is what you get for listening to The Big Show. A five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for $3 plus free shipping. All you have to do is go to harrys.com, and when it looks for that promo code, type in Sparky, S-P-A-R-K-Y. Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and over-designed. They knew a great shave doesn't come from gimmicks like vibrating heads or handles that look like spaceships. Seriously, people do that. They fixed that by combining a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a fair price. And Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each, plus 100% quality guarantee. Now, this part here, I don't think they really need to do that because I've never heard of anybody that didn't like it. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. Again, folks, it's $3. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3, plus free shipping when you use code SPARKY at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code SPARKY at checkout to claim your offer. And let them know that I sent you to help out The Big Show. Big Show, served up hot and fresh.
That's another classic.
On a Throwback Thursday presented to you by Master Z's and Waukesha, your chance to win a gift card from Master Z's. All you had to do throughout the show today and every Thursday is tweet your artist that you want to hear for the following Thursday using the hashtag Big Throwback. Tweet it to 105.7 FM. The Fan, Anthony Mandela. We're going to have our results coming up after the next commercial break. So we'll see who wins
this.
At last check,
win, I don't care.
At last check, Russian Prodigy were tied atop, and that was an hour or so ago. So we'll see how this whole thing ends up. Hey, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's and get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. So if the Bucks win tonight against the Indiana Pacers, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's, buy a medium drink, and then get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. All right, Great Lakes Dragway, Pickle Lane, we'll hop back into there. Again, we got people on hold that wanted to do this. What does LeBron James passing Michael Jordan on the point scored list last night to claim third space now between Kobe Bryant and Lew Alcindor mean to you? The left lane, what do you appreciate about Giannis? And the return lane, what's your prediction for who the Packers will get in free agency? Not who you want.
Right.
Who do you think they're going to end up with in free agency? Let's go to CB on the east side. You're next on the Fan. What's up?
What's going on? I think they're probably going to pick up Collins and Barr. I think those are
Jimmy Collins
and Anthony Barr.
Okay. I like that.
That's pretty much what I think they probably should go towards that way. But then just leave Anthony Barr at linebacker and don't try to stand him up and do nothing. Barr's on the line, because that's what happened to Nick Perry. He got called up like that, and that's why you're trying to cut him now.
You see Jamie Collins or Landon Collins?
Yeah, which one you want? I'm sorry.
The Giant safety.
Yeah,
Landon Collins. Landon Collins. Right. Yeah. Not Jamie Collins, not a linebacker. Jamie, right.
Nope. Landon Collins. Get him.
If they get Landon Collins and Anthony Barr, I don't know how Packer fans wouldn't be happy with that, to be honest.
Another Leroy. He will be another Leroy.
Yeah, he's young and up and coming, and now you're comparing him to a Hall of Famer. That is high praise. CB, thanks for the call. Okay, so let's put you on the spot, Leroy, since you're here.
Yeah.
So what does he have or what doesn't he have that you had?
Well, I think one of the things, playing in space, when you look at him on film, playing in space is very important. Because you got to be able to play close to the line and back. And on third down, you got to cover the best receiver in the slot so you can play base defense. If you always got a substitute, offenses kind of know where they know where the weaknesses are. But if you can keep, one of your safeties can go down and cover that third receiver, legitimately cover him and just manhandle him and still blitz off the corner, your defense can do so much. But every time we bring in Keith McKenzie, that's their pass rusher. Take out Sean Jones. They knew it. But for the most part, we kept our defense out there because I was able to cover the third wide receiver. Landon Collins will not only make you better, but see, that's what Josh Jones was supposed to do, to be the guy up close. So that may stunt his growth, but Landon Collins is better. Now, you don't have to necessarily do that. Ben Fennell talked about the big nickel, which you have three safeties out there. That would be amazing. Landon Collins will be up front. Now you got to get two deep safeties, and he can just do whatever, just wreak havoc up there. That would be amazing.
It would be, no doubt about it, but it's going to come with a price.
Yes.
I don't know what the price for Anthony Barr is going to be, and I don't know what the price of Landon Collins is going to be, but I'm not sure either one's going to be cheap, Leroy. So
no.
That literally might be what you're going to do.
It'll quiet the fan base about free agency, but it's going to cost you $35, $40 million guaranteed. It just is. Now, what you can do with that as far as a player like that, he covers up for some of these deficiencies. And now you don't have to just break your neck, Steve, in the draft trying to get a starter. You can get a guy that you can develop. Because, again, Gutekunst said, didn't he say these words, draft and development? Not allegedly. Oh, we're still a draft and development team. But at the same time, you got close to $40 million in cap space. The fan base wants something. If they listen to this show, which everybody does, they know what the fans want. And the fans have been tweeting at them and sending stuff on Instagram. And matter of fact, I got into a thing with Landon Collins. One of the fans wanted me to tweet him, so I did, saying, if you come here, tell him that you want 36 and me at Nick to pick Nick Collins, we will be okay with it. Just having some fun. But he would be amazing if you want that type of defense, and you know that's what they want to run because they tried it with Josh Jackson.
But
Josh Jones.
But we both agree that defense has to probably be the number one priority as far as acquiring personnel across the board. Yes, yeah. You want an offensive lineman at some point from somewhere.
Say free agency?
Free agency, draft,
free
whatever.
Agency, I would be on defense. I would.
And then worry about the offensive line
once you
get to the draft.
Yeah. Or I don't mind going the way that it may cost you to get one of those top left tackles in free agency. And now you're good. You can do whatever you want.
You
can get pass
right
rushers,
tackle.
Get the middle linebacker. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of things they can do at 12. And they can also do what I really want them to do, Steve. Trade that pick, move back, pick up another pick later in the first round. Now you'll be able to really put these players in some holes that you have and start to build your roster. Because if they got you slotted for taking tight ends at number 12, move back. Get those guys if you want. But you got, if you're not going to get a speed rusher at 12, a lineman, offensive lineman, an impact player, move back and pick up multiple players.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, so Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. What does LeBron passing Michael Jordan on the point scored list mean to you? That's the left lane. The right lane, what do you really appreciate about Giannis when you talk about Kevin Durant and Kyrie and LeBron and all the drama that follows those guys around? Really don't seemingly have that here. What do you appreciate most about Giannis being here in your own backyard as a Buck? And the return lane, what's your prediction for who the Packers get in free agency? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Sparky and Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. And Baby Tosh, Gary Ellerson, out in Phoenix, getting ready to do the show tomorrow from Brewer Spring Training. And if you're just tuning in, you haven't been listening for the last couple of weeks, let me tell you what's on the docket here on The Fan. So coming up tomorrow, Gary and Baby Tosh will be doing their part of the big show from spring training with Leroy and myself back here. Then next week, starting on Monday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Bill Michaels will be from spring training doing all of his shows with Brewer interviews and the whole deal on the statewide network. Then the big show out there as well, same thing from 2 until 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then every night next week, Monday through Friday from 6 to 8, will be spring training live with the franchise Tim Allen and Baby Tosh on that one. You will have as much Brewers coverage as you're going to find anywhere. That's 10 hours of Brewers coverage each and every day from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, yes, there may be other topics done on these shows while they're at spring training. We're still going to do our normal shows, but you'll have more Brewers interviews than you're going to be able to handle throughout the week. And then all of those interviews will be put up on our Best Brewers Coverage page at 1057fmthefan.com. You'll be able to go back and listen to that whenever you want with our Fan On Demand presented to you by John Paul's Buick GMC. We'll take a quick time out, come back. It's National Cereal Day. Did you know? We'll talk about it next. Dude, this is just awesome. I'm going to go out and buy
catalog.
He's got vinyl out, doesn't he? He must have vinyl.
Oh, yeah, no question.
I'm going to go get it. Because what we do is we take the record player, put it out on the deck in the summertime, and then play vinyl.
Yeah.
Like Michael Jackson, we play the most, I think, of anything. But
one of the young kids walked by. What are you doing with that?
Yeah, who cares?
Why didn't you just upload it?
They have got vinyl in all the stores now. Yeah. And it's not cheap either. Yeah. It's not. None of this vinyl is cheap. You're going to spend $25-$30 for every time you go buy a vinyl record.
Right.
Okay, Steve Sparky Fiver here, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler there. We only got like 4 minutes left in the show, but it's National Cereal Day today.
I tweeted that out about a couple weeks ago. If you don't know your girl's favorite cereal, you don't love her.
Mine's Lucky Charms. That's her favorite cereal, Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Mine is Cinnamon Toast Crunch because
that's
the whole box.
That's the 12-year-olds.
And then my wife is Frosted Flakes. Steve, this is what she do. She take the whole box, bring it in the bedroom, and just keep pouring it to the milk gone. Can't nobody else have nothing. I said, wait a minute. I'm going to try something. Hey, get your own box. At our house, 12 boxes up.
Really?
Like, you pick and save.
Yeah.
12 boxes.
That's crazy.
Because Leroy's Cocoa Puffs, he like Cocoa Puffs all day long. It shouldn't be a breakfast. It should be a snack. People eat it all day long.
Oh, a lot of sugar. last year. All right, man.
Now, you do all the other kids.
Huh?
Logie likes what?
He likes the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, that's my boy.
Yeah.
Love him.
Yeah, for sure. Devlin, he likes the shredded wheats, shredded mini wheats.
I hate people trying to be healthy.
But he'll,
it's cereal.
But he'll eat Lucky Charms up if it's there. He'll eat Cinnamon Toast. He'll eat all of
it. I'm okay getting upset with that.
No. No, she's used to everybody eating all of her stuff in the house. It's just normal.
Mandela, what you got? What's she like? What's
she like?
I like
the Frosted Mini Wheats, too.
Oh, that's new.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
I knew he was weird.
Honey Nut. The peanut butter chocolate Cheerios, Jackson.
I got old
loves.
Man taste in cereal.
Yeah,
I kind of do.
You're right.
But before I be happy, I always get the Kroger brand.
Hey, my boy.
There you local go. Pick
my
and
guy.
Store.
That's why I love them.
It's inexpensive too.
We eat the food,
big
right?
old bag. I just sit there and snack.
What does Michigan guy want for his cereal? What
probably
is,
seven, whatever Barry Sanders
what
is
Plucker
eats.
Like?
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
Lucky
all right.
Charms is good.
There you go.
My mom hates that.
They got chocolate Lucky Charms out right now. I saw that in the store the other day. I'm a Cocoa Krispies guy.
Cocoa Krispies.
I wanted those always growing up.
That's all I ate growing up. Yeah.
I think we had this story like maybe a year ago at this time when it was National Cereal Day.
Oh, maybe.
And this came up. I'm pretty sure because I remember talking about it. Because I never got it. Like, my grandparents wouldn't sneak it to me or anything either. Rami was like, I ate Cocoa Krispies. I was like, that's why you were a fat kid. And that's...
Oh, man.
We all laughed. And you thought, hoo.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Rami being Rami.
Yeah, we always had to have 2% milk, though. No other milk but 2%.
Skim.
That's water.
That is water.
Man, that's
good. Agree. That is water.
That's
2%
water.
2% is butter.
Water.
That's what we want. That's not whole milk.
I'll tell you right now. I'm good with 2% or 1%.
I can't tell the difference.
I'm not drinking whole milk, and I'm not drinking skim
milk.
One
of these days, I'll tell you a secret. I was president of FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes at Florida State, and they sent me to get the milk, and I didn't know they had all these different kinds. I'm from the inner city, because I didn't know they had different kinds. Right. I can tell you that. It's hilarious.
Best chocolate milk is Fairlane.
Chocolate
Period.
Milk?
Period. Like chocolate. Not even close. If you like chocolate milk, the best chocolate
Reggie
milk.
Reggie White was a big chocolate milk.
The best chocolate milk you can buy is Fairlife. I'll go to my grave with that one. It's not even close. We
good
buy it to
you.
Make chocolate milkshakes or whatever. The kids love it. It's so good. Yeah, it's so good. It's made down in Indiana, I think.
I enjoyed the show today.
That's the one that Harbaugh
Maybe we should
represents.
Do more shows instead of these guys.
No. They're back tomorrow from spring training. Gary Baby Tosh.
Do they have
He's Leroy Butler. I'm Steve Sparky Fiverr. I'll talk to you tonight
Rush,
after the game. Brush wins a throwback Thursday.
Oh, good for you, Steve.
Thank you, Mandela. I got a win. See, Leroy and I, back-to-back winners.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's good. Maybe we don't want him back. Hey, Pick and Save Pro post-game show tonight with myself
Go
and
Bucks.
Mayor Mitch. Bucks Pacers tonight. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.